Remarks. The former deputy chairman of the Conservatives has lost the whip after failing to apologise for claiming Islamists had got control of the London Mayor. The Prime Minister says his comments were unacceptable, but Transport Secretary Mark Harper won't rule out his return to the party.
He said what he said as a backbencher, and he was wrong to do so, and the whip's been removed. He's contributed a lot in the past. I'd like to see him be able to contribute to the Conservative Party in the future, but what he said was wrong, and he'll need to reflect on that.
Meanwhile, Rishi Sunak says his decision to take money from the scrapped HS2 Northern leg to fund other transport links will be transformational. Labour has dismissed the £4.7 billion local transport fund as a back-of-a-fag-packet plan. People in their early 20s are more likely to be out of work due to ill health than those in their 40s. The Resolution Foundation found younger people with mental health problems can have their chances at a good education harmed. Three quarters of 18 to 24-year-olds who are unemployed due to ill health only have qualifications at GCSE level or below. Dr. Sonia Adesara is a GP.
We need to make sure that schools as well are equipped to support these kids that are struggling with their mental health and they don't get into the spiral of not being able to engage in school, not getting qualifications, and then having poor job prospects and lack of opportunities later on in life.
The Palestinian Prime Minister says his government is resigning. Mohammed Shtayyeh has told President Mahmoud Abbas he plans to stand down. People with Parkinson's disease are struggling to afford the basics. A charity says the current benefit system is failing people with the condition. And Marks and Spencer's has been rated the nation's favourite supermarket for the third year in a row. Shoppers give it 5 out of 5 for overall customer service. That's the latest. I'm Ruth McKee.
This is Phoenix FM.
That's too much to read.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Now it's 8 degrees, gusty winds and a light cloud today. You might get a little bit of sunshine peeking through at 5 o'clock, but very quickly, and then it'll be gone. It should stay dry overnight and moving into Tuesday. Again, weather-wise, light cloud and light winds tomorrow, but you might get a little bit of sunshine early morning. Up until 11 o'clock. We need some sunshine.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good morning. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix FM. Now, I think I do suffer a bit with SAD. Is seasonal, what is it, seasonal, oh no, SAD is a type of depression characterised by a recurrent seasonal pattern with symptoms lasting 4 to 5 months out of the year. Not always. I mean, when I just find the weather, if I don't get any a little bit of sun and it's overcast, it just makes me feel a bit, not good. Yeah? So it's seasonal affective disorder. It's called SAD. Now, I know you can buy those lamps. I wonder what they are. So let's have a look. A SAD. Well, I put down a SAD lamp box or light box, is it? I don't think that... how much is that? £10,000? No. No. Really? No, you can get ones cheaper than that. About £20 you can get them for. They go up to quite a lot of money. But yeah, you can get them actually. Pharmacy has got one for £20. Got Illumin Vitamin L Light Therapy, £70. Yeah, I might buy myself one actually. Because I can sit there in the morning and put it on and just get that little bit of sunshine. Because it does make a difference. When it's overcast like this, I don't know what it is. It just kind of can bring you down. I mean, it's a Monday and I'm in a bumper mood today because I had an amazing weekend. So I'm like, yay! Also, I had a lovely lunch cooked for me on Saturday, which was a shepherd's pie with vegetables. It was lovely. It was nice. And just enough, actually. If I'd done that portion on my plate, I'd have probably done double the amount, but it was really nice. I fancy making something like muffins today. I don't know why. When I wasn't very well a couple of years ago, probably before I did the radio station, mentally I wasn't, my brain had, you know, kind of wasn't quite with it. And a lot of the time I couldn't read, I couldn't watch television, I couldn't do it because my brain just couldn't cope with the noise. I used to play on my little Nintendo. I used to feed my dog that I had, a couple of dogs. I've still got the game somewhere, but I used to sit there and do that. And then I started making muffins. And I made some cheese muffins. It was like, horrible. And then I think I made some blueberry muffins. And I never really ate all of them. I used to make one and eat one. And then I used to try and give as many away as I possibly could. But I have a thing about muffins are so easy to make because you don't have to overmix the batter. You just pour it in the muffin tins and you get nice muffins. So I might make some homemade muffins, maybe. I could bring them in. I mean, if they're a disaster, I'll just bring them in here. Because I know if I put a little Tupperware outside and just go eat, they'll be gone within about 10 seconds. They'll be gone. Not by me, by the other presenters, who are all lovely and love their chocolate and sweets. Now, coming up next, we've got Justin Timberlake. This is a brand new one called Selfish.
So if I get jealous, I can't help it. I want every bit of you. I guess I'm selfish. It's bad for my mental, but I can't fight it when you're out looking like you do. But you can't hide it. No. Put you in a frame. Oh, baby, you could blame me. Glad your mama made you. Must be an angel. Every time the phone rings, I hope that it's you on the other side. I wanna tell you everything, everything that's on my mind. And I don't want any other guys taking my place, girl. I got too much pride. I know I may be wrong, but I don't wanna be right. 'Cause your lips were made for mine, and my heart would go flatline. So if I get jealous, I can't help it. I want every bit of you. I guess I'm selfish. It's bad for my mental, but I can't fight it when you're out looking like you do. But you can't hide it. No. Put you in a frame. Oh, baby, who could blame you? Glad your mama made you. So if I get jealous, I can't help it. I want every bit of you. I guess I'm selfish. It's bad for my mental, but I can't fight it when you're out looking like you do. But you can't hide it. No. Put you in a frame. Oh, baby, who could blame you? Glad your mama made you. Jealous, but I can't help it. I want every bit of you. I guess I'm selfish. Tonight,
across the room. Shame on the game, just couple should be on this. You know what you gotta do tonight. Do tonight. Just want you to make me move. Like it ain't a choice for you. Like you got a job to do. Just want you to raise my roof. Been sensational. Sensational. Oh, yeah. Get back to my room. Ignite in the heat of the warmth and let those sparks fuse. Blowing up to the ceiling, we're burning bright. When we cut the light, 'cause you're the flame I can't do without. A fire comes in the sky first step. There's no way I'm gonna be fighting this tonight. At least tonight. Just want you to make me move. Like it ain't a choice for you. Like you got a job to do. Just want you to raise my roof. Something sensational.
Care if it's a random person or the biggest star. Out in Vegas or a little bar, it's really not a difference if it's near or far. Listen, here we are, I need you. I've always wanted what was off limits. Staring at you till I'm caught in this. Back and forth like this was all tennis. I'm all jealous, you came with someone. But we can tell that there's changes coming. See, I can tell that you're a dangerous woman. That means you're speaking my language, come on. Me, let's go. Like Penelope and Blow. Well aware that stealing you is a felony. Yeah, I know. That's why they keep on telling me to let go. Yeah. But I need you and I can take you all the way and I'm able to give you something sensational. So let's go. Yeah. Said I need you and I can take you all the way and I'm able to follow me and I can make you.
Now, if you're interested in men's health, and you should be, there will be an event coming up in Grays, which is actually free, and we'll be talking to Chris Booth from the charity Chaps about it, the men's health charity. A lot of guys don't go and get themselves checked out with their cholesterol. And you know, it's one of those things, I think with like cholesterol and blood pressure, people think, I'd rather not know. And then if something happens to you, and then they say, well, you know, if they'd have come in earlier, we would have seen that problem, and we could have just addressed it with some tablets or whatever, and you know, it could have been sorted. I mean, Chris has said before, on some of these men's health checks, people who've got no symptoms at all have been spotted with very early cancers, with heart problems, but they've got them at the beginning, so there's not been an issue. And it's very difficult as well to get men sometimes to go to doctors. I think because women, you know, obviously, you know, get pregnant, have babies and all that kind of thing, they're more used to, you know, taking children and going themselves to the doctors when they get a problem. Men, not so much. Men are like, oh, you know, it's not, you know, don't want much of a problem. But this kind of MOT for a man is a great idea. And you can be in this area and you can go along. I think one or two of the things you have to ring in advance, just to book yourself in. But if you've got a guy that, you know, you think, actually, going to send him for a bit of an MOT, he might be in his 40s or maybe might be even younger, and you might just want to make sure that he's, you know, cholesterol, maybe blood pressure's okay, and you know, they can do blood tests for PSI, for prostate cancer as well. That's all they do, is a blood test, and just get them checked over. I mean, you know, and it's free. If you went to one of the private medical companies to have this done, they'd probably be about £800. Did you know that? I mean, I had one done years ago, and I think it was about £400. I mean, it's a long time ago, but I think they are between sort of like maybe £500, £600, £700, £800 to have like a full kind of MOT. And this is going to be free. So we'll be chatting to Chris at 11:30, and he can tell you all the details of how you can book in, where it's taking place, and the dates. Now, Church of Trees are back. I love Church of Trees. They've got a brand new track. This is called Where Is Love? It's the Rob Stewart remix, and it's First Play.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
EV Charging Systems, your local independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Leolino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room. A perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 012 77 714 77 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Talfourd Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytalfourd.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Phoenix FM.
just to be different naturally.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
All right, let's have a look and see what you can get up to in and around Brentwood and Billericay. There's comedy night on Friday the 1st of March at Billericay Town FC, the New Lodge, Blunswall Road, Billericay. Performances by Mike McLean, James Ellis, Prakash Duran Jahan, and hosted by Mad Adlington. Showtime is 8 p.m, tickets are £15, and more details are on our website.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
And coming up in the next couple of minutes is Chris Booth of Chaps, where we're going to be talking about men's health and how you can get your own health check. Here's Sia and Kylie Minogue. This is Dance Alone.
Late night, you and I, post fight, it's my life. Last door, there's a door, I'm all for. I watch you walk away, it's just another day, don't need you to stay. Oh, I am not afraid, I know I'll be okay, there's nothing you can say.
Radio, because it's radio and it's local.
You're listening to me,
I've not been joined in the studio live, but on Zoom, and I've not spoken to him for ages, is Chris Booth of Chaps, which is a men's health charity. So, good morning, Chris. Are you there? Oh, is he there? Hello, Chris. Can you hear me? Oh, I think he's come back in the room again. Hold on one second. I could hear you pretty well there. Can you hear me, Chris?
Yes, yeah.
There we go. Yes, I can hear you. Lovely to speak to you. Not spoken for ages. So, first off, Chris, before we talk about the event that's taking place, tell us about Chaps and the work that you do there.
Right. Well, Chaps is a men's health charity. We look at all aspects of men's health charity, but we really now concentrate particularly on prostate cancer, because it's the one sort of big gap that the NHS is not filling. It's possible to get, you know, health checks through the NHS health check system. If you've got anything, any other problems, obviously your GP. But I'm not blaming GPs. It's just that GPs haven't really had very good guidance or training on the early diagnosis of prostate cancer, unfortunately. So we're trying to fill that gap until there's a national screening program. So we're campaigning at a national level for this. We're running a conference in central London at the end of March. And it's the first comprehensive conference that's been put on prostate cancer screening in the UK. And I think it's remarkable in a way that we're doing it as a charity rather than the NHS. And this is now our commonest major cancer in the UK. And it's the only one of the major cancers for which there is no screening program.
Because now we have like bowel cancer screening, don't we? You can get the doctor, you can state, they can send, you can do a test and then send it off. So, but as you said, for prostate cancer, it's not there. So is this event on the 7th of March just to test for prostate cancer?
Well, we're doing prostate cancer screening, we're doing NHS health checks, and we are doing skin cancer screening. Now, when we set up this Zoom call, we were not fully booked. In fact, there were plenty of spaces, and I was even thinking, oh, we're not going to fill it. But within the last week, we've become completely full. Wow. So there are no prostate cancer screening places left, I'm afraid. I rang the NHS health check team this morning, but couldn't get through or didn't get a reply from them. So you can book for an NHS health check by calling 0800 292 2299. And that's the Farrock NHS health check team. Mm. You need to make an appointment for that. But if you've got any problems with your skin or think you might have a skin cancer, we're seeing people courtesy of the Mayflower dermatology team. We're seeing them on a walk-in basis. So you don't need an appointment if you've got a skin problem. So I'm delighted that we're actually booked up for prostate cancer screening.
Yep. So on the 7th of March, if somebody's got, thinks they've got a guy thinks he might have a bit skin cancer, they can still come on the 7th of March and come in to see you guys on that day.
They can.
Yep.
Yeah. And the event is running from 2 o'clock in the afternoon through to 6 o'clock in the evening.
And whereabouts is that?
And this is at the Impulse Leisure Centre in the Civic Hall at the bottom of Blackshot Lane in Grays.
Yep. And there are other events that chaps do throughout the year. And, you know, if you were to go private and try and get a health test, you'd probably be looking at the best part of £800. And I was saying also, if you get these things detected before you even know, and you know yourself that, you know, for all the hundreds of people that come through, you would have saved lives by actually getting, you do have their cells there. It looks like you've got early stage cancer. It looks like you've got high blood pressure. That is skin cancer. So, and sometimes I think men and a lot of people don't want to sometimes get their cholesterol check, get the skin check, because they're frightened about the outcome. But if you catch things early enough, it's got a positive outcome for everybody.
I think so. I think that's very important. I mean, obviously, there's been a considerable increase in interest since the King announced that he had prostate problems. He had benign enlargement of the prostate, which is what most men get as they get older, and which usually causes urinary symptoms such as difficulty passing urine, difficulty controlling your bladder, having to go frequently and urgently to pee, getting up lots of times at night. These are the typical symptoms of benign enlargement of the prostate, which can be a nuisance, can be a considerable nuisance, but it's a benign disease, and it's easy to rectify it. If you catch it early, you can treat these symptoms with drugs, and if the symptoms are more severe, then you can operate, and it's very simple surgery now to put things right. But this is entirely different from prostate cancer, because prostate cancer at the early curable stages is completely silent, just yeah. doesn't produce any symptoms usually until it's advanced. Mm. So screening for prostate cancer means getting checked before you've developed any symptoms. And you really need to start doing this, we would say, certainly in your 50s. Most of the established prostate cancer screening programs start at the age of 50. But if you're high risk, and the men who are at high risk of prostate cancer are black men, for reasons that we don't yet understand. It's probably genetic, but we haven't found the actual cause yet. So black men, they're at twice the risk of white men for getting prostate cancer. As a white Caucasian man, your risk is 1 in 8. 1 in 8 men will get prostate cancer in their lifetime. Not die from it, but get it.
Yeah.
If you're black, it's 1 in 4. And if you've got a family history of prostate cancer or breast cancer, or ovarian cancer on your mother's side, you may also inherit prostate cancer promoting genes. So again, you're at double the risk. So if your father's had prostate cancer or if your brother's had prostate cancer, you need to start checking. And we would advise men to start checking in their 40s if they're at risk. And carry on. This is vital. You need to carry on checking with this blood test, PSA. The old rectal examination where you put a finger up to feel the prostate, that's no good for screening.
Yeah.
You need to be doing this blood test called PSA and repeating it at regular intervals.
Yeah, which is the good news, guys. That's the good news. So it is just a simple blood test, and then you check the PSI, and then they can be contacted. It's a similar thing with, like, cervical smears. You know, women have to. I was saying earlier, you know, sometimes men are more difficult to get to go to the doctors, and I think because women have children and they've got to take children to the doctors, they're more sort of open to going to get stuff done, and having smear tests done and having breast checks, done are things that just help make sure that you don't end up with anything nasty, or they catch it early. So it is the same for the guys as well.
Yeah, it's very important, this. And I think, I mean, we're running events, and I was a bit critical of GP practices at the beginning. The problem is that although we have no screening program officially, all men over the age of 50 are entitled to have a PSA test done by their GP. This is an entitlement which is in something called the Prostate Cancer Risk Management Program, to give it its full name. All GPs have received this, but quite a lot of GPs either ignore it or don't agree with it and won't do PSA tests. But actually, you are, as a man over the age of 50, you are entitled to demand it and not be fobbed off. So it may require a certain amount of persistence to get it.
Mm.
But assuming that you do get it and your GP does do the test, get the result. Don't just rely on the GP surgery saying, oh, it's normal. Get the actual result, make a recording of it. And if it's normal, if you're not given any guidance by your GP, we would recommend that you repeat the test 2 yearly until you get into your mid-70s. And if at that stage it's normal, you can stop testing, because it means that you really won't die from prostate cancer. Sadly, something else will eventually take you off, but it won't be prostate cancer. So your screening will have served its purpose.
Now, if you want to go along on the 7th of March, you can. It's the Impulse Leisure Centre. The prostate testing you can't get in for, but you can go along for the NHS health check and skin cancer. So that's open to all guys. If you want, you know, if you're listening out there and you think, oh, I put my partner in. But if you take a look at the CHAPS website, which is www.chaps.uk.com, you can have a look there and see other events that will be coming up in Essex or around the country that you might want to be involved in. And as Chris said, you can get the check for prostate cancer from your doctor, and you need just to push that, and it is only a blood test, but it can and has saved people's lives.
Well, we're at our screening events, we are picking up men, new diagnoses of prostate cancer at a rate of 1.8%. Mm-hmm. And that is actually twice the pickup rate of the breast cancer screening program.
Yeah. It's, I mean, it's an amazing, you've been coming in here, I think, for about, it might be longer than 5 or 6 years when you first started off. And it's just gone from the whole sort of chaps, you know, it's gone from strength to strength, hasn't it?
Well, it has. We started doing one event a year in 2012. We're now doing 30 events a year. We'll be obviously at Grays in March, in October, Basildon. We'll be in Southend during the summer. We've got other events on in Chelmsford. So they're all coming up, and they'll all be listed on our website.
Yep. And just to give a little bit of background, if people are listening out there and think, who is Chris, and you know, why did you get involved? Tell people about your background, Chris.
Well, I was a consultant urologist. So I was dealing with prostates and bladders and kidneys and so on as a specialist in Colchester from 1984 through to 2006. And after that, worked for various healthcare agencies advising on setting up services, particularly community services. And I think I mentioned Mayflower, who are providing the dermatology. The Mayflower clinics are providing all sorts of other screening facilities, including for urological diseases. That's down in South Essex. And the Mid and South Essex, it's called an ICS, Integrated Care System now. But Mid and South Essex have run an excellent pilot study on prostate cancer screening, where I think about 2,000 men signed up, and they've detected a significant number of cancers. Again, their percentage pickup rate was about 1.8%, the same as ours overall. And that was an excellent pilot study run by the NHS, through the primary care networks. So it can be done. It can be provided by the NHS. It's not rocket science. It really just requires a certain degree of organization. And if we get men testing on a regular basis, men with raised PSAs then go on automatically to the local hospitals for an MRI scan, because the MRI scan is the definitive test to see whether there's a cancer there or not. If there is a significant cancer in the prostate, an MRI will almost always detect it. And if there's no cancer there, and for most men with an abnormal PSA, there won't be an underlying cancer. It's only 1 in 4 men with an abnormal PSA have a cancer. But for those who've not got one, then the MRI will rule it out.
Yes. Absolutely. Doing great work as always, Chris. So hopefully we'll speak to you again later in the year. And if you do want to find out more about CHAPS, it's allthews.chaps.uk.com. And the event is taking place on the 7th of March, Impulse Leisure Centre at Great. If you've got any problems with skin cancer, guys, and you're just looking for a general health check, then get along there and get yourself checked out. It's great to talk to you.
Thanks, Michelle.
And,
a pleasure, as always.
And hopefully we'll see you in the studio again soon.
Jolly good.
Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That is the wonderful Chris Booth there from CHAPS, doing great work, saving so many lives with these tests. And it's just one of, you know, as a woman, you know, we go out and we have to have a cervical smear test. I've got to book myself in one, actually. I got a letter a little while ago. And I tell you what, my sister had, she had a breast check, which she kept putting off because she was going on holiday. And she'd left it for about 2 months. Now, when she had her breast examination, which they have to put your boobs, if you don't know, they put them in a machine and they kind of squeeze them, and it's, you know, in this machine, it's a bit uncomfortable, especially for me, because I'm only 5'1". I think I'm standing on tiptoe, but I've had a check as well. But my sister had this check done, didn't have any, no idea, no symptoms, no lumps, nothing, and they found she had a lump in her breast. Now, when she went to had it checked, it was breast cancer. And they caught that at such an early stage. She had no symptoms. She didn't feel any lumps, but that was checked by that machine. And she went on and she didn't have to have any chemotherapy or any radiation. They cut the cancer out and now she's checked regularly. But that just shows you, just by going and getting, you know, women as well as men, going and getting these things done, although, you know, it's, it can be a little bit embarrassing, you know, smear tests and stuff like that, it's always good to go and get them done. And so, you know, I've got a letter from the doctor and I keep thinking, oh, I must go and do that. And then you suddenly think it's been 6 months. So, you know, I will get on to that today after speaking to Chris. But don't forget, 7th of March, that is at Impulse Leisure Centre. It is for men only. If you've got any signs of skin cancer, you want to get a health check, go there. And he also said if you need, you can go to your doctor, all any doctor in the UK, and say, I would like to have a prostate blood test. And they, as part of the NHS, they have to give that to you. And then make sure you chase up the results, as Chris said. Help with Common People.
Sculpture at St. Martin's College, that's where I caught her eye. She told me that her tap was loaded. I said, in that case, I'll have room with Coca-Cola. She said, fine. And then in 30 seconds time, she said, I wanna live like common people. I wanna do whatever common people do. Wanna sleep with common people. I wanna sleep with common people like you. What else could I do? I said, oh, I'll see what I can do. Took her to a supermarket. I don't know why, but I had to start somewhere. So it started there. I said, pretend you got the money. And she just laughed and said, oh, you're so funny. I said, yeah. I can't see anyone else smiling. Are you sure? You wanna live like common people. You wanna see whatever common people see. Wanna sleep with common people. You wanna sleep with common people like me. But she didn't understand. She just smiled and held my hand. I went to the black chip over the shop. I cut your hair and get a job. I smoked some packs and played some.
radio. Because it's radio. And it's local.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
All right, let's have a look at the traffic and the travel for you. First off, as always, to Brook Street roundabout. Let's see how that's flowing very nicely. No problems there. Temporary traffic signals due to construction. A1023 London Road both ways at Spittle Lane. Quite busy around Wilson's Corner in all directions at the moment, but that is just sheer weight of traffic. Temporary traffic signals due to gas main work on Friars Avenue both way at Priest Lane. And then heading down the A128. Can't see the roadworks. Look like they're cleared now, actually, on there. If you're heading down the M25 from Brook Street roundabout towards Lakeside, that has got a clear run on the A13, one lane closed due to emergency repairs on the A13 London bound at the A1012 down to two lanes. Traffic though is coping well. If you're heading up from the M25 to the M11, that's clear, flown pretty nicely, and also the A12, no major problems. You'll get more traffic and travel coming up in the next hour.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now, Hutton, is that U3? Yes, U3A, my eyesight. Open morning, Bishop's Hill Adult Community Centre on Tuesday the 5th of March. Now, this sounds fabulous. It's at Rayleigh Road in Brentwood. Hutton University are holding an open day for those no longer in full-time employment to make friends, use your brain and have fun. With over 40 interest groups, theatre visits and trips to places of interest, come and find out what they do. It's a free open day between 9.30 to 12.30, and more details are on our website.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Let's have some xylophone yacht zombies. This is a Hawaiian state flag.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full ATOL and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
In a world that's always racing forward, sometimes we need to slow down and reconnect.
Connect genuinely, broaden your perspective, and share your passion.
That's why we bring you Bonafide Dialogues with Christina Cuppers. Visit YouTube and search for Bonafide Dialogues with Christina Cuppers or head over to our website at bonafidedialogues.com. Bonafide Dialogues, where authenticity, creativity, and passion merge.
Phoenix FM.
Rock and roll. Quotes from books that hit my soul. And sunny days where the clouds are still passing through. I could call you by your last name for my whole life. You can call me anything you like. Sweet like sugar, madam, good for your health. We can take it all the way. We can keep it to ourselves. I'm so happy that you picked me. And I'm always gonna stay. Be a cherry, be a cherry, be a cherry, baby. C-H-E-R-R-Y, cherry. I could be a cherry, baby. C-H-E-R-R-Y, cherry, yeah. C-H-E-R-R-Y, cherry. I could be a cherry, baby. C-H-E-R-R-Y, cherry, yeah. Lips painted red. Mornings I can stay in bed and find in my old new. And not comparing her to anybody else. And accidentally becoming everything you've ever wanted. Sweet like sugar, but I'm good for your health. We can take it all the way. We can keep it to ourselves. I'm so happy that you got me. And I'm always gonna stay. Be a cherry, be a cherry, be a cherry, baby. C-H-E-R-R-Y, cherry. I could be your cherry, baby. C-H-E-R-R-Y, cherry, yeah. C-H-E-R-R-Y, cherry. I could be your cherry, baby. C-H-E-R-R-Y, cherry, yeah. Talking to the moon, I always talk about.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.